We can't imagine the joy of Christ as in a life of beatitude until we're living that life. It's not like we can get a preview of it. It's sort of like the experience of putting peanut butter in your chili for the first time. You can't imagine how good that is. Some of you are just visibly winced at that thought. And isn't that how we react to the Beatitudes? Like, plus others are more, no way. But if you've never tried peanut butter in your chili, try it. Then make a judgment, all right? But unlike that, unlike peanut butter and chili, which I think is, objectively good, we can all be certain that the Beatitudes will not disappoint any of you. Like, if you do that, if you try this, you will find you have joy, peace, love that you could never have imagined. You'll truly be a disciple of Christ. And so I challenge and invite you to do what I did on the slopes there of Galilee, looking at the Mountain of Beatitudes. Don't worry, it'll work just as well for you as it did for me, because like I said, we don't really know where Jesus was anyway when you preach the sermon. So you're not missing out on a whole lot. Sitting in your chair at home or your porch, going for a walk, read the Beatitudes. It would be an excellent way to end each day as a sort of an examination of conscience. Like, Lord, how was I humble today? How was I meek? How was I willing to embrace any persecution? Do that constantly. If you sit with them, they will change you. Like, the Lord will work through His Word, and the Holy Spirit will truly convert your heart. And at the very least, you'll be able to convict yourself a little more clearly. But here's where I need to work. Because if you embrace that life, you'll find perhaps way beyond your expectations, totally against what you thought, there's unimaginable joy, love, and peace when you live truly the way that our Lord Jesus did.